a goddamn contract whenever they goddamn want to, and you know it, Jimmy, Anson snarled. Haas raised a slim finger. There's no movement in the Pentagon to cancel our contract. Not yet. We can rebuild the laser in 3 months, said Levy. Perhaps less. Not until you find out what made it blow up, Anson replied. We know what caused the explosion. A speck of grease got entrained in the oxygen line. Once the oxygen was pressurized, it ignited.
A speck of grease? Anson roared. How in the name of all the devils in hell did a speck of grease get into the oxy line?
Unconsciously touching his swollen eye, Levy replied with deliberate calm. The important thing, Mr. Anson, is to look ahead. I've instituted procedures that will make certain all the feed lines are purged with nitrogen before we power up the laser. That will ensure that the lines are clear. Anson scowled at him.
One of your technicians screwed up. Fire the bastard.
I'm not certain.
Find out who's responsible and fire him, Anson insisted. You don't have to be certain. Pick the likeliest chump and throw him out on his butt. Make an example of him so the others shape up.
But I can't simply fire someone at random like that. Anson stared at Levy for several heartbeats.
Then, well, if you can't, or won't, I'll find somebody who can.
Levy's face went white.
Find a scapegoat, Anson said, his voice cold and hard.
Then he smiled thinly.
It ought to be easy enough for you. You Jews know all about scapegoats, don't you?
Pasadena, Olympia Medical Center. It wasn't until Harry's 7th day in the hospital that Sylvia came to see him. He had the bed cranked up to a sitting position. His ribs ached, but the tight cast they'd put around his trunk made the pain bearable. The head nurse told him that they were weaning him off the painkillers as she changed the plastic bag of his IV drip.
"Don't want to make a druggie out of you," she said cheerfully.
Harry grunted, even though it hurt his ribs. The nurse left, and before the door closed, Sylvia pushed through. Harry felt surprised, then a little guilty. He hadn't asked about his wife, had hardly even thought about her since waking up in the hospital. "Hi, Sylvie," he said. It sounded weak to him, as if he were automatically trying to gain her sympathy. Sylvia stood uncertainly at the doorway. He was surprised to realize how chunky she'd gotten over the years. The curvaceous girl he'd married had evolved into an almost dumpy matron. Like everything else, Harry thought, everything goes downhill. I should talk, Mr. Bald Flab Guy. For a moment, Harry thought Sylvia was going to turn around and leave. But she came into the room a few steps, clutching her purse in both hands.
"Are you okay, Harry?"
He tried to smile. "It only hurts when I breathe." She frowned at him.
"Don't try to make a joke out of it. The man on the phone said you were seriously injured."
"Cracked some ribs."
"What happened?"
Harry hesitated, vaguely remembering the secrecy agreement he had signed. "I can't tell you." She came up to the edge of the bed.
"You can't tell your own wife?"
Harry started to shake his head, but the flare of pain made him stop. Instead, he merely said, "Air Force stuff. It's all classified."
"Your own wife?" Sylvia demanded. "Do they think I'm a spy or something?"
Harry thought of Ben Franklin's dictum, "Three people can keep a secret if two of them are dead."